Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The U.S. House Homeland Security Committee took a look back today at the response to the Boston Marathon bombings and the Watertown manhunt that followed. Watertown Police Chief Ed DeVoe and former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis were on Capitol Hill to testify. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
Committee members heaped praise on the law enforcement officials and Boston area citizenry, too, for their response to last year's tragedy, saying that but for them, it would have been worse. Watertown Police Chief DeVoe joined in the committee room by five of his officers who were first on the scene of what became the Watertown shootout, did not hide his pride.
When I began my comments today, I mentioned our goal was to be the best police department in the state, and I'm not sure if we reached that. But I can tell you one thing. For 8.5 minutes, we were the best BAM police department in the world.
But some committee members raised concerns that federal officials held back important information, including a day's delay in public release of photos of the bombing suspects. And New York Congressman Peter King told former Boston Police Commissioner Davis that New York City officials were upset to learn only several days after alleged bomber Jahar Tsarnaev was captured that Times Square may have been a target.
What is the protocol if you do find a possible additional attack that's being planned? Should that police department be notified? It could have been Philadelphia. It could have been anyone along the Atlantic coast there.
I really think that that we may be being holding this information too closely in the interest of a prosecution or having justice be the only. Be the only thing that we think about, because in addition to justice, there is the issue of public safety.
Davis and Watertown Chief DeVoe both agreed that a lack of street-level coordination led to confusion during the manhunt when police from numerous jurisdictions streamed into Watertown. In a recent report, Harvard researchers say that created dangerous crossfire situations. Former Chief Davis said Congress should consider new law to bring existing federal rules and training for upper-level joint command down to the street level. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.